What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes. 90 minutes from wherever you are.
All right, guys. Any of you guys into pickleball?
Yes.
Never played it.
New obsession.
Really?
Love it.
Wow.
All the time on the beach. I try to go and get in games. Yeah.
Really?
I do.
All right. All right, yeah. So let me. This might be for you, DeMarco.
DeMarco's got next.
I know.
I'm not very good yet.
There is a pickleball tournament tomorrow in Venice Beach.
Yeah.
It's a pickleball tournament tomorrow in Venice Beach. Will be at the the boardwalk and all the tennis courts and stuff like that. The winner gets a grand prize of $2,500.
$2,500.
Yeah. $2,500. Yeah. Also, there'll be a DJ playing music. Nice. Also, some food from this place I've been following called the Yeasty Boys. Ever heard of this place?
Yeah.
The Yeasty Boys.
Yep.
So they make one of the best bagels in L.A., I heard.
They have a truck, right?
Yeah, a truck, yes. Yeah. They're going to be out there serving up some food. So if you're in Venice Beach tomorrow, check it out.
Nice. You haven't played pickleball yet?
I've never played. I'm not sure now that I've ever seen pickleball. Like, what is pickleball? Just to make sure I'm thinking of the right thing.
Volleyball with rackets.
Really? That's what it is?
Isn't that badminton?
Yeah, it's like a bigger ball than badminton, right?
Well, badminton has a birdie.
Yeah, it's like a little thingy.
And what do you call those things? Strings. So, this is different. This is like hard.
So basically, it's ball versus shuttlecock? Like, that's the only
pretty much
difference?
And it's fast and it's quick and you got to put it where you want it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
It's the fastest growing sport in America right now.
Yeah, I know. So I was telling Bunch that a friend of ours was telling me that her husband's like super into that. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, it became super popular during the pandemic because volleyball players couldn't go outside.
Right.
So they just, and tennis players, so that just became their thing. And I'm like, okay. But it's so, so growing that it's like, about to go into the Olympics or something like that.
Yeah, I got smashed in Hermosa.
Really?
Yeah, a lady that, way too tan lady with the
way too tan.
Way too tan lady.
Way too tan lady.
With the reflecting Oakleys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with the hair pulled back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
You got no business.
None. Not at all.
She ran you off the court.
Ran me off the court, yeah.
Did you cry? Like,
No, I took my beating like a man and walked off. Yeah.
I mean, just the tan alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah. She knew. I was way overmatched, and she was like, I don't care. Yeah. You're meat.
All right. What else do we got to know?
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
Nice.
That's all we need to know.
You should try pickleball. You would like it. I like it.
My daughter is really into volleyball.
Yeah.
Like, that's her thing now. She's been playing it.
Ooh, yes.
Volleyball is fun to watch.
Yeah. I used to play. It was fun. I was always bruised up. My mom's like, what the hell's going on with you?
Hard court or sand?
I've done both.
Yeah.
But I did, obviously, hard court because I did it in high school, like during the summers.
Yeah.
How do you play, Laurie? Aren't you short?
I am short.
Setter. You can be the setter.
Yeah, I was setter.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Setter and a server.
Okay.
But now I suck.
My daughter has been playing it for about a year, and she is not into sports at all, like, and particularly team sports. Like, she likes the idea of being a Laker fan or a Dodger fan because she's from L.A.
Yeah.
But she will not watch a second of any of it. She finds it just incredibly boring. She only got into volleyball because there's an anime that she's really into about a high school volleyball team.
Oh.
So she wanted to try volleyball, and I was like, okay, sure. And she loves it.
It's fun.
Fun sport.
It's super fun.
It looks fun.
Big fan of the sport and the uniforms.
Okay, see, that was my problem.
What?
The uniforms.
The Spanx?
Because I'm not a skinny girl,
yeah.
And I wasn't in high school. So I would always wear my gym shorts, and we would always get deducted points because you have to wear the stupid little short shorts.
They're not stupid.
I mean, to me, they were.
I'm sorry.
I was like...
They're the reason I'm here. I'm
sorry. Yeah, right? Exactly.
They deduct points?
Well, they did because you were supposed to be in uniform like everybody else. So I wasn't in uniform.
That's pretty outrageous, to be honest. Like, the idea of we are going to make athletes play in a uniform that they're not physically comfortable in?
Well, I wasn't comfortable because of my size.
Really tight.
Like, every other girl was, like, super petite. And here I mean, there was me and two other girls, but they didn't care. They're like, this is how I look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate my legs. I hate this, right? So I would wear, like, longer basketball shorts or whatever. But they were like, you have to be in uniform. Like, and it was like summer because I never played for my actual team in high school because I was so focused on like my AP classes.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd. But, you know, yeah, it was like a thing. So they knew that if I was going to step on the court, they're like, okay, but like we would win anyway. So
yeah,
didn't matter.
That's weak, though. Like, you're playing in basketball shorts. It's not like he gives you an advantage or something like that.
No.
It's not like you were looking to wear an outfit that was either, you know, like...
It didn't give you an advantage.
Right, didn't give you an advantage. Mm-hmm. It's not like there was vulgarities on your shorts or anything like that.
No, but it's because I wasn't technically, like, all uniform.
Yeah, yeah. The required gear.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
I know, but and that's probably why I never played, like actually played.
Well, I mean, especially too, I mean, not to get too deep into the weeds on an issue or something, but it's like girls that age have so many body issues that they're dealing with anyway. Why force them into wearing something they're going to be self-conscious over for no real reason?
Yeah, and it was like, you know how Funch was like, aren't you short? Because I am short. I'm like between 5'4 and 5'5. I'm literally like 5'4 and a half. So,
4'11.
I'm not 4'11, fool.
4'7. 4'10?
No! 4'7? Anyways, like the girls that, you know, the girls that were like in varsity, these girls were like 6'2, super in shape. And here I am, like a sophomore in high school, like loving the sport, but I'm like, I don't look like that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not as tall like that, you know?
Volleyball girls could give you a complex.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh, honesty. My God. Looking. Yeah, yeah. They were like all of a sudden on campus when I was there at UW, they were like a bunch of 6'5", like Polynesian girls that just showed up out of nowhere. And they're all like patting you on top of the head and stuff. Yeah.
When I was at USC, I lived in the same dorm as Lisa Leslie.
Oh, and gosh. I remember being that's like, intimidating.
I remember being like, this is the tallest female human being I've ever seen in my life.
Are you friends with her like that?
What?
Are you friends with her like that?
Awesome. I'm not friends with Lisa Leslie, but I've done a couple magazine assignments with her.
Yeah, she's real cool.
Incredibly nice.
Just don't make her mad. She's got reach.
She does it.
Oh, yeah. She's got a long reach.
She is one of the most, like, just... If charisma is being nice, she has incredible charisma with her niceties. Like, she is one of the nicest people.
Sweetheart.
Aww. She is so nice.
Yep.
Like, I really...
There's just a lot of her.
There is a lot of her. Yep. But I remember just as a freshman in college, being like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Lisa Leslie caught me off guard, and the other one that took my breath away was Serena. Serena Williams.
Oh, yes.
It's like, gorgeous. Whoa. Like, wow.
She's very pretty in person.
Very pretty and...
Striking.
Like striking she, like, and like,
yeah. I mean,
I don't know how to say it. Yeah,
but she's really muscular.
She's thick, bro.
Another one I don't want to make mad. Yeah,
she's thick.
I
remember
that's a good way
she's
to put thick. It. Yeah, yeah.
I spoke with her at the ESPYs. One of the years I was at the ESPYs, and I remember just being like, I never realized, like, I knew how athletic she was, obviously, and I knew that she was not, you know, she's not built in sort of the like stereotypical.
She's not the average tennis player,
right? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never realized how muscular. I mean, like, it's impressive how muscular she is. But also, too, I was like, she's really pretty.
Yeah, very. I saw her in Vegas at a Lennox Lewis fight. He just won, and he's walking out of the arena, and there's celebrities everywhere. The only person he stopped for was Serena. And I was, like, behind Lennox, and I could see her around him. You know what I mean? And Lennox is a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's two impressive athletes right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it was funny, actually. When I saw her at the ESPYs, she was having a conversation with Tom Cruise. And I remember just thinking, like,
that must look cute.
I was like, she could kick Tom Cruise's ass.
Oh, my
God.
He's
like this teeny, right?
He's
like
teeny.
He's not a big man in person. I mean, look, what he's doing now with these stunts and stuff like that.
He's not human.
No, it's incredible.
No, he's CIA.
Yeah. It's almost a bit of a midlife crisis.
Did you see Maverick?
Not yet.
Oh my God! Anybody else seen Maverick?
No, I heard it's really good though.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it. No.
Good. I will go with you.
Really?
I'm looking for a reason to see this movie again.
Oh my God! Let's go. There's a theater right here.
Let's go. I can't believe you guys haven't seen it yet. Oh, it's a thrill ride.
Everyone I know who's seen it has loved it.
It's great. Like, it's nostalgic. It's great. It's awesome. The action is top notch.
You know what's so funny? I didn't think Top Gun 1 was that impressive.
Don't you even finish
that. I'm serious, I'm serious,
Funcho, come on. Stop it.
Confessional time?
Kind of Yates never
kind of agree with Funches.
Exactly.
Well, Yates said he never seen a Top Gun. Like, he never saw it.
Yates hasn't seen Top Gun?
No, not the first one. I think
that
he saw Maverick.
That does not surprise me at all.
But he didn't see the first one.
I actually find that kind of shocking that Clinton hasn't seen it.
Well, he says there was none of, you know.
No what?
No color.
There's a
one.
Yeah, Sundowner.
I was gonna say, yeah, there's one dude.
That's his name.
Yeah,
Sun,
one
movie. Sundown or but, Sundowner.
Which yeah. I think Sundown.
Sundown. Yeah.
By the way, too, feels very much like a white writer's room in the 80s.
Yeah, because that means something else. And
have you
know.
Seen Full Metal Jacket?
Oh yeah.
8-Ball.
Oh yeah.
No, Snowball.
8-Ball.
No,
Snowball was the other one. No, 8-Ball was.
There's an 8-Ball.
That's right.
The
there's
second
there's
half
two brothers, right?
8-Ball. Yeah. 8-Ball's the guy that got shot by the sniper. Over and over and over again.
I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah. And Animal Mother is the only one that goes to get him.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess maybe here's the way. I don't want to say you can defend or justify it, but it's believable. It's the military. And in particular, too, like during this Full Metal Jacket period, like where they are looking
to. It's a bunch of guys.
Well,
yeah.
they're also looking to break you. They're looking to break you.
Well,
during
you
that
pick
period.
Your own call sign. Yeah. Right. Well, so it's just a bunch of dudes.
Well, okay, the bunch of dudes is Sundown, but yeah. When you talk about Snowball and 8-Ball in Full Metal Jacket, that's during a period where you're in training, and they're looking to break you. They're looking to wash you out. They're looking to make you miserable.
I knew a guy that played in Florida. We were teammates. He told us to call him Smoke. I'm dead serious. Because he was thick as train smoke. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So I can see how guys would call themselves 8-Ball and call themselves Sundown. Yeah.
Okay. Coming up, there's also a pretty cool anniversary of an all-time great movie. We're talking about 80s movies. This is another 80s movie, one of the all-time greats. I'm going to talk a little bit about just how great this movie is, where it stacks in the pantheon of truly great movies. That's coming up next. Andy Kamenetsky, DeMarco Farr, in for Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So 34 years ago, I believe this week, I don't know the exact day, but Die Hard was released, 1988, and Bruce Willis was recently photographed. Bruce Willis was recently photographed at the Nakatomi Plaza.
Wow.
In Century City, the building that stood in for Nakatomi Plaza. Raises the question of, and we're going to get some hot mango talk too as well.
Can you send me that picture?
I will send you that picture.
Please send me that picture. Yeah.
Is Die Hard the greatest action movie ever?
It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It is. Ooh. It is a Christmas movie.
It's the greatest Christmas movie of all
time. I will not hear anybody say that movie is not a Christmas movie.
It is.
Absolutely a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
Thank you. We're all smart.
Yes?
Sorry, Hans. Wrong guess. Would you like to go for Double Jeopardy where the scores can really change?
And one of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay.
Yes.
Is Die Hard the greatest action film of all time? Also, is Hans Gruber the greatest villain of all time?
Wow.
That was, I believe,
villain.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
I believe that was his film debut.
Yes, it was. You're right. Oh, God. Greatest villain. Who would be the next great villain? Who's on the list?
Well, I'm thinking specifically in action.
Does Nicholson count as
the
Joker?
That's exactly who I was going to say, Joker.
Yeah, that was good.
He was great.
Yeah.
A lot of charisma.
Dennis Hopper in Speed.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a great villain.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Travolta and Nicolas Cage in Face Off. They trade off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
They're both great.
Okay. I'm okay with Face Off.
Hans Gruber, though.
Hans
Gruber
is the man.
Great.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to think. Jeremy Irons was good, but that was the other one.
Yeah,
that Hans Gruber's brother.
That was
yeah, that's an evil family. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's
really
an evil
is.
Family.
What went on with the Grubers?
I have no idea. God, they need a hug or something.
They really
good
do.
Lord, both of them. Good.
I mean, like, I get that Simon was avenging
his brother.
But
he was evil.
I was going to say, it didn't seem like he was a good guy turned bad.
Right.
It seemed like he was an evil guy avenging his brother.
Was there a good Bond villain?
See, you know what's funny? There's been so many Bond movies, and I'm admittedly not that into Bond.
Yeah.
But they, after a while, feel interchangeable to me.
Oh, okay. Same guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, same guy over and over again.
There's been so many.
You know who's turning into a Bond villain? Musk. Elon Musk.
Yes,
that's the next. That's a Bond villain in the making.
He may very well be
right there.
John Malkovich in The Line of Fire.
Oh, good one.
He is a great, great villain in that
movie. Love that movie.
Except I wanted him to die. I did. I wanted Clint to get him.
Right,
he was driving me crazy.
But that's part of, though, being a great villain.
Kevin Spacey and what was it? Seven?
Seven.
Seven. That
was great.
That was a good bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was
put all the Spacey stuff aside, just performance.
Yeah.
He's great.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Hit us up at Cam Brothers or at DMarcoFar1.
What about Leo in Django?
Ooh.
You know what?
That's a different
that's
kind
touchy.
Of villain.
Yeah, that's touchy.
That is
you can't go
he's
there.
He's mean, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you consider Leo in Django Unchained or Samuel L. Jackson?
Both of
in
them.
In Django and Chain.
I cheered
villain.
When both of them got killed.
I know. Everyone did. Everyone did.
But
absolutely.
Who is the bigger villain in that movie?
Ty. Yeah.
I mean, Sam Jackson's
character. It might be Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson's character is pretty evil.
The scene where they get behind closed doors and then the dynamic switch blows my mind every single time I see it.
It's a great movie.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, hit us up at Cam Brothers at DMarcoFar1. Best action movie of all time, best villain in an action movie all time. Others, things we wanted to talk about, hot mango talk.
Mangoes.
Hot mango.
Today is National Mango Day.
Ooh.
And the reason this jumped out at me, DeMarco, is a few weeks ago, I happened to have a mango that when I bit into this thing, I was like, damn, this is the best mango I have ever had
really
in my life.
Don't you have to peel the mango?
You have to peel it back. You got to deal with the skin.
Okay.
But the taste was perfect. The texture was perfect. Like you had those hints of vanilla in there that come out when it's just perfectly ripened.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself, like, I know, Laura, you love them, right?
You love mango.
Sure.
Because mango's like third tier fruit to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's third tier.
Third tier.
Third tier fruit.
I don't know if it's third tier, but I was telling Andy that when I was little, the elotero used to come down, you know, the man that has all the good
Who?
Stuff. The elotero.
Can you say that slower?
Elotero.
Okay.
Elote
thank you.
Is the seasoning that you put
Lex
on.
Lex Luthor.
No, elote is like the corn.
I heard Lex Luthor.
Corn on the cob.
Okay.
There's elote seasoning that I buy for the corn.
Okay, but anyways, so there's like this man with a car, right? They have a bunch of stuff, and they used to have mangoes. I was the one child that would never get it.
Never get mango. Okay.
I didn't really care for it. My brother, on the other hand, is like Andy. Okay. He was salivating over the mango. I'm not that person.
See,
now
I thought you grew
it.
Past that.
I mean, like, I grew past it, but I'm not running for a mango. Like, I'm running for a fresa, like a strawberry or like a blueberry or something like that. You know?
Yeah, I'll have a smoothie if it's in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so this got me thinking, though. If when I was saying to myself, like, I feel like I could eat these mangoes for the rest of my life and be happy.
Wow.
If you had to narrow yourself down to one fruit for the rest of your life, one vegetable for the rest of your life, one protein for the rest of your life, what are you choosing?
Steak.
Now, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Here's the caveat.
Okay.
You can have any type of steak that you want if you choose steak.
Ribeye, yeah. Okay.
But you can only season it, salt and pepper, that's it. And you can't combine it with other stuff. Like, you can't have a steak sandwich. You can't have a steak salad.
Ribeye.
Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
All day?
And never look back.
All day?
All day. Mm. Absolutely.
Poor yes. digestion system. That
That's
you
all right.
Have.
I'm happy though. That and Skittles. You know? Yeah. Steak, apple, and broccoli.
Interesting.
Tell him what you told me.
What?
That you can't have it all together.
Yeah, you can't have them all together though. Like your meal has to be just apples that one time.
Okay.
Broccoli that one time.
Steak, apples, and broccoli. I'll be a happy man.
Steak, apples, and broccoli.
I can be castaway.
Yeah, you can have any type.
I can be that guy. Absolutely.
You can have any type of apples that you want.
Yeah.
But this is it.
Perfect.
I feel like I'm going mango for my fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I love mangoes.
Okay.
And they're big too. They're filling. And there's different types of mangoes. You've got those larger ones, but there's also like the little yellow ones that are really good. I'm tempted. How wide do you think I can reasonably go with seafood? Because that could become too big of a cheat code.
No, that's cheat. You got to pick one.
You got to pick like a salmon or a trout or bass.
See, I was thinking about. Okay, I was thinking maybe tuna.
Mm.
I love seared tuna.
Really? Okay.
I love it. I love it raw. I love.
Wow, you love tuna.
I do.
Yeah, stop. That's twice today. That's twice.
You know what?
Just ignore it. Ignore it. Move on.
Yesterday, her candy thing, that was intentional.
Wow.
I have decided that was intentional. Yes,
very intentional.
Wait, what was the candy thing?
She's very calculated. She knows.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Your mind has gone there.
Twice.
Too many times, Laura.
My mind's always in the gutter. Everybody knows it.
Laura, it's gone there too many times.
Can we put adults in a room, please?
So mango, seared tuna.
Seared tuna.
And you need a veggie.
My vegetable?
Because so far, that's gross.
Really?
Mango and seared tuna.
It doesn't matter. I'm not eating them all together.
Okay, but
that's true.
This is gross, but what's your third?
You don't like seared tuna?
Not every day for the rest of my life.
I feel like steak every day would get old. Here's the problem. All of these would get old after a while.
Facts.
I do love seared tuna, though, and that's something that when I do eat it all the time, I always feel like I could eat this tomorrow and be fine.
So what's your veggie?
My vegetable?
You're going to say arugula.
No. definitely not going to say arugula. My immediate thought was spinach.
Ah,
but,
okay.
But here's the problem, though. I like adding butter and garlic to sautéed spinach, and by my own rules, I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So then I'm thinking about a vegetable that I could roast in the air fryer.
Corn.
I was going carrots.
Carrots. Always a good choice.
That's a good one.
Carrots
good
are good raw. They're great roasted. Then, if you want to boil them,
that's true.
Something soft.
I think we got a game show.
This is a game show.
I think we got a game show here.
Funchy, Laura, what are you guys going with?
Funchy, you want to go first?
Go, Laura.
Okay, so my protein would be chicken.
Nice.
I love chicken. My veggie would probably be cabbage.
Cabbage?
Yeah.
Raw cabbage?
Dude, trust. You can, because I'm...
You can't add anything to it.
He said salt or pepper, so I can boil it. Like, put it, stir fry it.
Okay.
You know? And then my fruit, I was between strawberries because I love
tier one fruit,
or raspberries. But I think I'll go strawberries because they're a little bit bigger.
Here's the problem with strawberries and raspberries because I love both. Well, they're teeny, but also too, they can go moldy at the drop of a hat.
They can. You got to use them.
Like, you got to use them quickly. They can be really unpredictable. That's why I love avocados. Never choose avocados for this.
I was going to say, man, does anybody have an avocado trick?
Trick?
Yeah, like to keep them from going bad.
There's so many, but they don't work.
They're so finicky, too. Like an avocado can go from perfect to unusable in like an hour.
In seconds.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's...
So it's better to buy them on the day you're going to use them.
Yes. I used to buy the bags because it's cheaper, right?
Terrible.
And now
idea.
It's like, stupid, Laura. You're just going to throw them away. No. So now I'll just buy the one I need or the
when
two.
You need it. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those bags, that's how they get you. Those bags are how they get you.
Wow.
You think you're saving money. In reality, you are going to be throwing out half or more of those avocados.
100%. Okay. All right, Funchy, what about you?
Oh, I think I'd go pork chops as my protein.
That's interesting. Pretty good.
Yeah, pork is a little bit leaner than red meat, so, you know. And then also for my vegetable, I think I might go asparagus.
Asparagus is a good call.
Nice.
You can go a lot of different ways with asparagus.
Yeah, asparagus. And then my fruit, you guys don't think I'm dumb. I love bananas.
No.
So frozen banana. I love frozen bananas.
Yes.
Tier one fruit.
bananas are not just better frozen. They taste different.
They do. They do. They do.
They develop like a sweetness. It's almost like you're eating banana ice cream.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
They're freeze your bananas, people.
Really?
Nice.
If there is one thing that I could share to the circle of trust, and again, thank you all for inviting DeMarco and I in.
Of course.
Freeze your bananas.
I'll They're try incre- it.
Really, frozen fruit, period.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Great.
I want frozen mine to go bad. So
oh, yeah. I,
fr- bread.
I freeze my strawberries, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been freezing.
Don't they come out mushy, though, when they thaw out?
Yeah, a little bit, but you know.
All right.
I've been freezing honeydew. Awesome.
Really?
It's awesome.
Try that the next day. All right.
If you get it at the perfect ripened time, then freeze it. Fantastic.
Yum. Yum.
Interesting.
Yeah, but frozen Funchess is 100% right on this. Frozen bananas are incredible.
We should do
game changer.
We should do this. We should try this for a week.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
We should try it for a week and see if we can do it.
I can't do
for
it.
For $1,000 you could.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Who's putting up the grand?
$100.
Yeah, who's putting up the grand? Because I will do it right now. Let's
see?
Go.
All right.
Your girl needs to get paid.
By the way, I already feel like I've got a little bit of envy with Funchess. I think pork was actually the right call.
Yeah.
Pork is
really
versatile. There's a lot to do with pork.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time I had a pork chop.
Man.
I've had a pork chop.
Like, my
mom makes
shoulder,
the best pork chop. That's what.
Loin.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think you were going to go seafood, to be honest.
It popped into my head because I really do love seared tuna. And I think I was also thinking too much like, all right, I'm eating this the rest of my life healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I should have been more practical.
Chicken's kind of healthy out of
No doubt.
Chicken's
absolutely
totally healthy.
Mm-hmm. Very healthy.
But it would get boring to me after
I would have been like sushi, but then he'd be like, no, it's wrapped in every day.
All right. Coming up next, big deal or no deal. Andy Kamenetsky, DeMarco Farr, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, I guess I'll start the big deal, no deal. Thank you, Sedano. All right, guys.
Someone's got to walk me through this, all right?
It's okay. We got it. Netflix dropped a huge trailer a couple days ago. They got a new documentary on Manti Te'o. You know, Manti Te'o, Notre Dame star, got catfished, apparently. And also, in this new documentary, they're going to have the person that catfished him.
Wow, really?
In the documentary talking about why they catfished him and blah, blah, blah. So is this a big deal, no deal, this Manti Te'o documentary, Andy?
It's a big deal in that it sounds pretty interesting. I mean, we're so far removed from this. I think it's easy to forget just how big of a story this was at the time.
It was the biggest story
at
the time.
And also, too, like, this was kind of pre-social media in the way that we would understand and I think be able to sort of see certain things coming. You know, Manti Te'o was, I think, in a lot of ways, like, very different for football. He was much more socially awkward, it seemed like, kind of innocent in certain ways. But also, too, he was, in college, a monster.
Fantastic.
Like, people predicted him to be like a Hall of Fame caliber career, or certainly like Pro Bowl
caliber.
One
of the best college linebackers of all time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he was a legitimately big deal when he entered the NFL.
He believed it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
I thought half of that was like performance art. Like, you have to know. I think it's a big deal, Funcho.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see. Was it a girl?
It was a guy.
It was a guy that was, see, that makes me want to see it even more.
And now what makes it even more interesting is that the guy transitioned into a female.
The catfish?
The catfish,
You got to be kidding
me. In a preview, in a preview,
Wow.
To see that she transitioned into a female.
So there's a story with the catfisher as well.
Wow.
I think it's actually possible we're going to learn more about the catfisher than Manti Te'o, or you're going to come out of this.
That's the only reason I want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
I know everything I need to know about Manti Te'o.
Well, you know, I hope that this thing, you come out of it with some empathy for him.
For Manti Te'o?
Yeah.
Zero.
Really?
Have you ever fallen in love with somebody you haven't seen?
No.
Thank you. How does that happen?
Well, right. Here's the thing. If you know, I imagine that if you learn the psychology of Manti Te'o, you answer the question of how does that happen. Like, I imagine there's a lot going on with him that will explain how this
the
happened.
One of the greatest linebackers ever in college football, and he goes to Notre Dame, and you are going online to meet people? Really?
It's a psychological thing for sure. Like, I'm a psych major. It has a lot to deal with, like, insecurities. And you would think because of who he is, you're like, dude, you can get whoever you want. But it's not about what you see. It's about how he feels. It's an internal thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Not at all.
Okay, all these years of psych.
That was good, but I'm not buying it.
Point, counterpoint. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I'm not. Why? Because I said so.
Wow. Yes, Funcho. I can't wait to see this. When does it come out? I'm sorry?
I don't know the exact date.
Okay,
it's coming out soon, though.
Dying to see it.
I will watch this.
All right, next one. Well, apparently this week, Dodger Stadium unveiled new beer machines, automated beer machines. And they had it for the All-Star Game, and I think they're going to keep it there for the rest of the season. They're going to have these little machines that will pop out beer if you, you know, put your money in. So is this a big deal, no deal, DeMarco?
Like, are you talking robots?
No, it's not. It's just like a...
Like,
it's
a, like vending a vending machine.
It's a vending machine. Beer
that serves beer.
That serves beer.
I think it's a big deal. I do. I think we're asking for trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Does it check IDs?
Yeah.
Think about how liquored up the average baseball crowd and, frankly, the average Dodger crowd gets with human supervision. Now picture a vending machine in charge of everybody.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-serve bar? We got problems.
That could get ugly.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a big deal.
And to answer Laura's question, it does scan your ID.
Well, I have a question. Do you think it's in, like, because they thought people were going to strike through the All-Star Game, that they're like, well, we have to do
That's
something just in case?
That's interesting.
Hmm.
That's an interesting question. But, like, does it cut you off? Does it, like, when it scans your ID, does it keep track of how many beers you've
That's what I don't know. I don't think
I
it does.
I hope so. Yeah.
I don't think it does.
Really?
That's a lot to ask from a vending machine.
Well, I mean, I used to bartend, and I used to have to cut people off.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And that is a very awkward, tense, sometimes very confrontational thing.
See, I got cut off once, and I hadn't even drank once, like, because I got sick from their burrito. Like, I had a burrito, and I had to go, like, you know.
Yeah.
And the girl goes, she literally goes into the restroom and tells my friend she's cut off.
Wow.
And my friend's like, what the hell? So I go to her manager, and I'm like, your homegirl's rude because I haven't even bought a drink. It's your food that made me do that. Girl's like, oh, my God, I'm so, so sorry, blah, 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 blah. I'm not like, no, I'm out.
How do you know when to cut people off? What's your criteria?
You start watching their physicality. Like, you start watching to see, like, are they
visible signs of hammeredness?
Right. Visible signs of hammeredness physically. Also, are they getting belligerent? When people at the bar start to become belligerent and start to become difficult to deal with.
Okay.
That is typically where you look to cut off.
I've been to 1,000 bars in my life. I've never been cut off once. If you get cut off at a bar, that's an issue.
Well, you are somebody that would intimidate a lot of people to try to cut off, in all honesty.
But have you ever been cut off, Funcho?
No.
I should have cut
never
you
take
off on
far.
Friday at the softball game.
Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't cut each other off. No, man. Not at all. We didn't cut each other off.
No. Have you ever been cut off, though?
I've never been cut off because I'm a responsible drinker,
okay,
I guess.
Yeah, okay, I guess I am, too.
Just really quick update. August 16th, according to Vinny on the community, the...
Manti Te'o?
Yeah.
What day?
August 16th.
August 16th. Okay.
That's about three or 4 weeks away.
That's college football. Yeah.
All right. Next one. The New England Patriots are doing something new. They will start their season or their off-season training officially not having an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator listed for the 2022 season.
Yeah. I've heard this. Who's the two?
You see DeMarco.
No,
it's
you. Go ahead.
Well, Belichick says that he's going to give Matt Patricia a senior advisor role, and Joe Judge which is supposed to be the offensive coordinator, is going to be the offensive assistant slash quarterback coach. So is this a big deal, no deal, Andy?
I mean, it strikes me as a big deal. This feels like a big deal, but really I feel like DeMarco is the guy to ask.
What is it, big deal, no deal?
Big deal, no deal, yes.
I'd say no deal because really? It's Belichick.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Bill Belichick. It's the greatest living football coach.
So is he going to be the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator and head coach?
Even if you have the title of offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, you're still running everything through him.
Mm.
So why would I have to give out titles, which means I have to give you more money?
Oh, okay. Is
right.
It's a money thing then.
Absolutely. So you're going to do this, you're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to work together, bada bing. It would be a big deal if it wasn't Belichick. Since it's Belichick, no deal.
That's interesting. I had not thought about it specifically with Belichick. Would you agree that for 95% of other teams, big deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I was looking at old video of Iron Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
There's a guy that definitely needs an offensive coordinator.
Okay. Current teams.
Yeah.
Who would this not be a big deal for? Among current teams, current coaches.
Not be a big deal besides Belichick?
Yeah.
Maybe, well, I wouldn't say, I would love to say Andy Reid, but I don't think he has that same reach on the defensive side of the football. I would love to say McVay. He could run his offense, but he would need someone to run his defense.
And he's also shown that it has been helpful for him to have somebody with the play calling.
At some point, you're going to have to disengage from the play calling to coach your football team.
Right, exactly.
You are the head coach. But no, I think it's just Belichick that can do this. Yeah, that's why it's no big deal in New England.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, DeMarco, because I was not thinking about this specifically with Belichick. You're right. For all intents and purposes, he's in charge of it all anyway.
He runs the show. He's the guy. The Patriot way is him.
Right.
Yeah.
But for anybody else, for just about anybody else, big deal.
You need someone to run your offense, defense, special teams. I think Belichick could do it by himself.
All right, guys, a couple more. James Harden has unveiled his own custom wine collection launching September 1st. It's going to be called J. Harden, which is expected to retail for $16.99 per bottle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Says Harden, I wanted to create a wine that was affordable but also has some swag to it. Big deal, no deal that James Harden is having a new cheap wine. Andy.
Big deal. And the reason I say that is I think it's actually cool when these guys who, you know, fans aspire towards would buy their stuff. He could get away with charging a hell of a lot more for that wine.
Yeah.
And that he's specifically looking to make it affordable for fans out there. I think that's really cool. So big deal.
Yeah, I'm with you. Big deal. That's respect. I love when athletes make their shoes affordable, and now their wine is affordable. But I just got a question for Laura. First date, and I bust out the Harden wine. Is that bad?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'm not a snob when it comes to wine.
Okay.
This is actually, I think there might be some women.
That might be offended?
Well, no. I think that they actually wouldn't so much be treating it as a red flag because of the price. They might look at the Harden and be like, oh, my God, is this guy like one of these sports freaks?
No, right?
Everything
exactly.
Is going to be about sports. Like, am I just going to be hearing about sports 24-7? Is this what I'm signing up for?
I don't think that's a bad – well, granted,
for some women, it is.
It is me. But, like, for me, I feel like if a guy doesn't know about sports, that's a red flag for me. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's how my wife was, actually. Yeah. My wife is a sports fan. She said that when she learned that I was in sports media – she thought that was attractive, like the idea of, okay, ooh, he's a guy, he likes sports, I like sports.
Mm-hmm.
She's since, however, grown to hate my job.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
She
loathes
my job.
See, like, sports. Because my boyfriend was an athlete, then he got away from sports, and then, like, he's, you know, he kind of dabbles in and out of stuff. But he's like, you definitely know more about sports than I do, and now he feels like he needs to get it together on the train.
Man.
But he knows what's up.
Not much of a man, is he?
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
I think you should at least know the big three championships.
Oh, no.
The last three champions.
He definitely knows all that.
Of baseball, basketball, football. At least that.
No. Yeah. No, but I feel like, because for me, I love going to sporting events.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up going to Dodger games. You know, I couldn't afford the Lakers stuff, but we grew up going to Dodger games. So it's like, for me, that baseball is a big thing. like, just going to Dodger Stadium is big for me.
Sure. I'm just saying, for some women, I think you bust out that bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a, like, oh, God, I can already see where this is going. I can see what our TV and our, you know, when we're cohabitating is going to look like. I don't like this.
I have a joke that I do when I go to parties and I bring wine. I always bring the Snoop wine. Just to see
that's
what reaction.
That's funny.
Just
that
to see what reaction I get.
That is funny. Yeah.
It's good wine, though.
Is it good?
Oh, it's very good. Very, very good.
Have you guys tried a Diamond and Key?
No.
What is that?
The Michael's wine.
You can't get anywhere, though, right?
No. So, you can't. I tried. So, because I told Michael, because I was willing, like, you know, I wasn't, like, looking to get it for free. Like, I wanted to pay for it.
Yeah, right.
No. Whatever, fun. I actually pay for my stuff.
Hey, I'm Laura.
And I don't have,
give me a freebie.
I'm not like that, actually. I actually pay for my stuff. But you had to sign up for a mailing list so they could tell you when it was available.
Ah, nice.
So then it became available, and then it just, like, gone. And I'm like, dang. You know, so I was like, I wonder who actually has tried it. That's why I asked.
Love to.
Unsolicited plug, both Sincoro, the tequila that Jeannie Buss, among other MJ, the guy from the Celtics,
yeah,
phenomenal.
It is good.
Also, wow. LeBron's Lobos. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
You don't like the name, do you?
LeBron.
I'm starting to get that, Funch. You don't like LeBron.
Yeah, I don't hate LeBron.
Talk to her off the air, DeMarco. Talk to her off the air.
I do not hate LeBron.
All right, guys. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Next one. Last one here. All right. Jaws, the original Jaws, will be released in IMAX and real 3D, whatever, 3D movie thing or whatever, for the first time on September 2nd.
Well stated,
Funches. Huh?
Well stated.
Thank you. Thank you.
September 2nd?
Yeah, September 2nd. It'll be released in IMAX and in 3D. So, is this a big deal? No deal? DeMarco.
Big deal. I love Jaws. 3D? Re-release? Absolutely. Has any other movie in your life changed your life as much as Jaws? I was afraid to go into the bathtub after seeing Jaws.
That's an interesting question.
I'm still afraid to go on the beach in water.
Because of Jaws.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I would go see it.
It did not frighten me like that. They got to get the 3D better, though, than the Jaws, what is it, 3 or 4?
Jaws 3D.
Yeah, it was Jaws 3D. Yeah.
That did not work.
Wow.
At all, other than paying Michael Caine.
Wow.
Michael Caine got
paid. Big time.
Yes, he did.
I'm just trying to think 3D with Jaws, the ending would be good. Yeah, a lot of that stuff.
You just got to get it right.
Absolutely.
I would say less is more with the 3D.
Fair.
Don't overdo it.
But it's still a big deal. Jaws coming back is a big deal.
All right, coming up next, what we are doing for the weekend.
All right.
That is coming up next. Andy Kamenetsky, DeMarco Farr, 710 ESPN.
It's a different song, Funches. Why are
you so hating? Play something different.
He's so mad because, look, I found this guy on Instagram.
It's his cousin. It's her baby cousin from Boyle Heights.
Baby cousin.
Yeah,
insane,
she's trying to pump him up.
Yeah.
I really don't know this person.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, the dude's coming to the station next week. Hey, I'm Laura's cousin. How you doing?
I really don't.
Have you seen him? Do you know what he looks like?
On Instagram. That's it.
Now,
I don't know him.
Of course
she's
seen him on Instagram. It's her cousin.
No. Okay. No, but like.
This guy's white?
I don't even know, bro.
Oh.
Because you can't really tell from his...
I thought you saw him. Oh, no.
No,
okay.
Like, you know how some people you can't tell what their ethnicity is? I don't know.
Racially ambiguous.
Yeah.
So it's like, Funches is so mad, but like people are like, yo, who is this guy? I was like, I can
one
give
person.
You his name. It's not one person.
One person.
You know who blew my mind, AK?
Who?
Rick Astley.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Really?
None. I was...
Really?
That voice... is not coming out of that face.
Get out of here. You thought
really?
That was...
No, I had no idea. None. I thought he was like Billy Ocean or something.
There is a history of guys like Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
Okay.
Many
there's another guy, too. People.
Yeah. You're right.
Bobby Caldwell.
You know Bobby Caldwell? Man.
Oh, my God. I just found out he's white.
I almost drove off the road when I found that off.
Dude.
I found that
Bobby
out.
Bobby Caldwell is the undisputed king.
Blue-eyed soul. No doubt.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, a lot of people, Daryl Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl Hall is considered a big-time blue-eyed soul guy.
That question with the
John
steak
B,
and the fruit and the vegetable.
John B., yes.
Okay,
John B.
If I had, like, one album, it would be probably a Hall & Oates album.
Hall & Oates are so good.
Yeah, I could listen to that all day.
They're
yeah,
so
good. So good.
Oh, yeah. So great. Okay, before we get to what we're all doing on the weekend, I want to pay off some of the folks in the Circle of Trust who have been throwing out suggestions for best action movie ever and best villain ever. Cisco Rock says Darth Vader. Christian Landa, Simon Phoenix from Demolition Man.
Simon Phoenix. Wesley Snipes played the heck out of that.
He was great.
Yeah.
In that,
you know, like the best villains are always like the funniest ones and the ones that you feel for and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's mad charisma. No doubt.
Charisma. You root for him a little bit. You root for him just a little bit. From Beto and Whittier, he agrees Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Hans is great.
Hans.
But the best villain, the entire flight in Con Air.
Wow.
You've got Malkovich, Buscemi, and Danny Trejo. Oh my. From your buddy Patrick that you went to high school with.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Best action movie is The Terminator. Best villain, this is great, Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men.
Ooh.
He is phenomenal in that.
Just the opening scene.
Wait a minute. I don't like him.
He's a great villain, though. He's terrifying.
He's like akin to like Jason and Michael Myers. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But those are great villains.
I guess so. Okay.
Those are great villains. Another vote this time from Mello Elias for The Entire Flight of Con Air. From Garrett Nakagawa, worst villains, stormtroopers or Team Rocket from anime?
Stormtroopers, yes.
They're so incompetent.
Yeah.
Robert Correa, this is a good pull. Best action movie of all time, Seven Samurai.
Ooh, good one.
Kurosawa, yeah, that's good one. A good pull. Best villain of all time, he agrees.
Ninja Assassin. You ever
Hans
seen that one?
Gruber.
Ninja Assassin?
I've not seen that
awesome
one.
Samurai movie.
Okay. Yeah, great. Casper Villa. Kill Bill.
Kill Bill, awesome.
Best action movie, Kaiser Sose from The Usual Suspects.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Best villain.
One cannot be portrayed if one has no people.
But that's not him.
I know, that's what his lawyer said.
I know,
but I love that part, yeah.
Yeah, another vote from Beto and Whittier for Verbal Kent.
Again, Verbal Kent, yes.
In The Usual Suspects. And that's all we got. But those are some great suggestions.
Wow.
Also, too, had another shout out. I can't find the exact tweet, but in the Circle of Trust.
Yeah.
Frozen Banana.
Oh, on point. Outstanding.
All day long.
I have a few that were talking about food. They were talking, saying shout out to Funch because of the frozen bananas is great. There was another one, Patrick said frozen grapes are also really good.
They are great.
Great. Yeah.
But you got to get the purple grapes.
True.
Purple are better than green.
Yes. Then Beto from Whittier said pork chops and green chili sauce. Well, that's awesome, but you can't do
can't
that.
Can't do it. Can't do the chili sauce.
Can't do
it.
Ricky Rodriguez was the one with the frozen bananas. Vinny said steak, plantains, sweet potatoes would be his three.
Wow.
Ribeye, cherries, and asparagus.
I told you there's more ribeye people
cherries
out there.
Cherries is another good frozen fruit.
Yes.
Cherries are great frozen.
Yes.
But that's two steaks in a row. See, I told you. No seared tuna.
I screwed up the seared
tuna.
You did.
I overthought. I'm going pork. I'm just going pork.
No, you can't retract.
No, you got tuna, bro.
No.
Yeah, you're having tuna tomorrow.
Yeah. You got to have tuna.
And the next day.
Mangoes and I don't know what your veggies were. Oh, you had a good veggie, though. Carrots is good. Yeah.
Carrots is great. Yeah. I'll swap you. Broccoli.
I know. I mean, I love me some broccoli. Yeah. But
now, carrots are more versatile. You can do more with
them. Dude, your digestion with red meat and broccoli? Ooh, Lord.
I thought broccoli was the broom.
No.
That's what they told
me. It's gassy.
Oh, well, that I don't worry about. I'm not worried about
DeMarco's like,
that's not my problem. That's a you problem. Yeah. Better out than
DeMarco's
in.
Like, I've learned to live with myself and all this. I don't bother
myself. Oh, yeah, I don't care about that. No.
All right, so the weekend.
Yeah.
Speaking of big blast, DeMarco, what are you doing this weekend?
Wow, I'm babysitting. My brother, big-time golfer, scratch golfer. Awesome.
The older brother?
This is the mean one.
Yeah. Yes.
He's surprisingly calm on the golf course.
Really?
Yeah, so he's heading out to someplace 4 hours away to go golfing. And his wife, my sister-in-law, is headed to Cabo. So I am babysitting the two kids. With my daughter, so we got a whole day planned.
What are you guys going to be doing?
We're gonna go swimming. That's number one. Then we're gonna go on a park tour of the parks around my neighborhood, to the library for downtime, and then we're gonna go see Paws of Fury.
Oh yeah,
yeah, at night, and then we get shave ice at night. So I'm gonna try to wear them out. Absolutely wear them out. What about you?
My parents are actually visiting right now. They just arrived today. I had lunch with them. Before the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to McCharlie's on La Brea. It's like it's a vegan version of McDonald's. That
really?
My daughter wanted to try this.
Have you tried Monty's?
Monty's, yeah.
I've heard Monty's is really good.
It's amazing.
It's the best vegan burger, one of the best burgers you've ever eaten.
Wait a minute. Vegan version of McDonald's?
Version.
Shenanigans.
Not
virgin.
Don't be blaming me.
They model their food. It's a very small menu. And it is clearly meant to model McDonald's. Like, they've got red and yellow colors.
The
scheme is the same. And, like, their burger, it's an impossible, but they do it with, like, the cheese and the pickles and the onions and the ketchup mustard.
Wow.
Like the McDonald's cheeseburger. Their fries taste exactly like McDonald's fries.
Really?
They've got chicken nuggets. I liked it. I really liked it. My daughter's not a vegetarian, but she really likes, like, Beyond Burgers and Impossible Burgers. Like, she likes those more than hamburgers or ground turkey. Like, that's her favorite.
Okay.
So she had wanted to try this place, and my parents happened to be arriving around lunch. I'm like, do you guys want to come? I was a little worried that my mom, who is a cautious eater, would have said no to that. But she was willing to try it. She had the nuggets. She liked it.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. It's on La Brea. It's a little place. I think they've only been open for 3 or 4 months. But if you're in that area, it's around mid-city. It's like La Brea and Melrose.
Okay.
I would give it a try. Especially,
it's called what again?
McCharlie's.
McDowell's. And what was the other drug?
McDowell's.
Monty's. Yeah, so okay. McDowell's.
So Monty's Burgers has one on Melrose, and then there's one here on Sunset. So good. It's
vegan?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's really good. Like, even Funch said, it's one of the best burgers.
Even shakes are vegan.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is there a vegan milkshake?
There's a vegan milkshake, yes. Okay. And it's good.
It's good, DeMarco.
To me, it's a little sugary. Like, it's too sweet for me, but it is good. And if you guys like plant-based stuff, I mean, I'm not vegetarian or vegan. There's a place in the Arts District called Grateful. So good. So good.
Okay. All right.
So good.
What are you doing this weekend, Laura?
What am I doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to Brawny's. I'm going for, like, what are we doing? Barbecue, Funchy? Something like that?
Yeah, I'm 50-50 on that, but okay.
Adam Bronstein?
Yeah. Bronstein's, yeah.
He's just going to show off his ring.
Hell yeah!
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly it.
I'm so excited to go see the ring. Yes. And I ain't going to lie. I'm be like, ooh, Rams Super Bowl
champion.
That's
the point, yes.
Right? And then Sunday, I'm just going to sleep.
Nice.
That's what I want.
Now, okay, you have not gotten your ring
yet,
DeMarco.
No.
You have to come ahead of Bronstein in the pecking order, like in the tiers. You have to come ahead of Bronstein.
Well, he's there 7 days a week.
Oh, you just haven't picked it up.
But you're DeMarco Farr.
Yeah, you're talent.
He's there. He's in the building 7 days a week.
I'm not DeMarco Farr.
I know this. Mine is coming, but the people that are in the building every single day were the people they took care of first. They're all coming. Yeah.
I know.
There was a reason why this was delayed. Yeah.
I refuse to believe that Adam Bronstein got his ring before DeMarco Farr.
Oh, he has it because I already saw a picture of
it.
Yeah.
He should. Yeah. He works every day.
He works his ass off.
Bronstein works his ass off. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, really quick, Funchy, what are you doing this weekend?
Might be going to Bronstein's thing tomorrow, and I got to go see Thor somehow this weekend.
Yes.
Same.
Don't take your wife.
I got to clean up the house. My house is a mess. I got to clean up the house.
Every day you got to clean, bro. What's wrong with you?
Is it your fault, your wife's fault, both of your faults?
Both of us.
Okay.
Both of us.
Okay.
We're
Who is largely in charge of the cleaning?
You're starting fights now.
Yeah, he is. Look at him. You're starting fights.
I don't believe in man or woman's work. Some people are better
at it.
I'm
like the black Tony Danza at that house.
Yeah, that means you're doing the cleaning. That's exactly what it means. All right.
Wow.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you very much to the Circle of Trust for listening in, welcoming us in. Appreciate it. Andy Kamenetsky, DeMarco Farr. Everyone enjoy your weekend. 710 ESPN.